aften og velkommen til Radio Shalom. Vi sender på 87,6 på FM-båndet og på 90,6 på hybrid. Radio Shalom sender hver aften mandag til torsdag fra klokken 18:30 til 20. Hver tredje onsdag sender vi på Yiddish. Lørdag aften klokken 22 til 24 sender vi musik. Søndag formiddag klokken 10 til 12 sender vi ugens magasin. Og søndag klokken 16 til 20 sender vi på hebraisk. Og man kan få meget mere at vide om Radio Shalom ved at gå ind på hjemmesiden. Den hedder www.radioshalom.dk. Og herfra kan man også lytte til udsendelserne, enten via en kategori eller en dato. Og her på Radio Shalom vil vi altid gerne høre fra lytterne. Enten så kan man sende os en mail. Her er adressen info@radioshalom.dk. Eller også kan man ringe til studiet. Telefonnummeret her er 35 85 86 11.
Velkommen til Klassisk Forum den 3. januar 2023. Velkommen, siger Frank Ersting og Sten Møller Sørensen, til Leonard Bernsteins Mars. God aften og rigtig godt nytår for 3 dage siden. Omkring nytårsaften er der en række traditioner, som gentager sig. Redaktionen går for eksempel til generalprøve på det kongelige kapels nytårskoncert. Vi bringer nogle festlige billeder derfra. Danmarks Radio Symfoniorkesters nytårskoncert bliver vist i tv, hvilket nytårskoncerten fra Wien også bliver. Musikvalget til disse koncerter er altid gamle kendinge, så de bliver jo lidt slidte. Vi vælger derfor at sende et uddrag af Leonard Bernsteins Mars, der er mindre slidt. Et musikalsk teaterværk opdraget, kommissioneret af Jacqueline Kennedy og fremført den 8. april 1971 i Washington, D.C. Mange mener, at det er det bedste, jeg nogensinde har skrevet. Et mangesidigt værk og et værk med utrolig mange smukke passager. Så nyd fremførelsen fra 2012 fra BBC Proms med dirigenterne Christian Järvi og Marin Alsop. God fornøjelse og endnu en gang godt nytår for 3 dage siden, siger Frank og Sten. Og det kan selvfølgelig høres på FM 87,6. Og på radioens hjemmeside.
Welcome back to the Royal Albert Hall. As you can see, I am surrounded on all sides by singers. 8 Welsh choirs are here this evening to join the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and the National Youth Orchestra of Wales in the Proms premiere of Leonard Bernstein's Mass. Bernstein was one of the towering figures of 20th century music as a composer, conductor, and music educator. And there are plenty who reckon that his Mass was his masterpiece. Of course, composers over the centuries have set the Mass, often dedicating their works to distinguished figures of the day, and Bernstein was no exception. He wrote his in honor of his great friend, the late American President Kennedy, and it was premiered at the glittering opening of the Kennedy Center, that great palace of the arts in Washington, D.C. But this is no conventional setting of the liturgy. He subtitled it a theatre piece for singers, players and dancers, and it's almost best described as a musical about a mass. Stephen Schwartz, the Broadway writer behind Godspell, helped with the libretto. Paul Simon contributed to the project. There's a troupe of street singers and a rock group. Well, tonight's performance will begin very shortly, so I'd better clear the stage. Backstage, by the way, even more performers waiting to come out and take part in this eagerly awaited performance. While we wait for the music to begin, let's take a couple of minutes to find out a bit of the story of the Mass and the story of how tonight's performance, which will be conducted by Christian Järvi, came together.
It is very hard to describe the Mass, other than it is completely not what you're going to expect. It is probably one of the most genius pieces of music and most misunderstood of Leonard Bernstein's. It is hypocritical, it is satirical, it is very serious, and that's why I try to perform it as much as possible.
When my father wrote this Mass, there was just so much of his life as a questioner of everything, and especially of his faith. He was a man of great faith, and he wanted to use music to ask those questions, and this is what came from that.
For God is the simplest.
This journey along the rocky road of faith is embodied in Bernstein's Mass by the central figure of the celebrant, who leads his congregation through the ritual of the Latin Mass. He's on stage for the entire performance.
The celebrant has a complete, devastating and cataclysmic breakdown. And this is the breakdown that signifies our breakdown as people in all of our beliefs.
Bernstein's faith and hope had been shaken by the assassination of JFK in 1963. At the time of writing and of the work's premiere 8 years later, the Cold War was at its height. Conflict in Vietnam was raging. A Jewish composer writing a Catholic Mass, Bernstein was looking for a way for America to repent and reinvent itself. Into the text of the traditional Mass, he placed a series of skeptical interruptions that make use of different types of popular music.
I think the great thing about this piece is that it's not a conventional Mass. It's not a Mass in the form of Bach or Beethoven or any other classical composer. It's very, very American, and it's very, very modern. And there's lots of more colloquial elements to it. And that really makes it a lot more fun and a lot more relaxing to play as a musician. And the conductor's having a lot of fun, and so are we.
It's been a wonderful week, I have to say. It is one of these experiences where you have people of all ages. You have professionals, you have amateurs, you have kids who have never sung before, actually. And they're doing such a wonderful job.
The Herculean task of putting together this production of what is a rarely performed work has been an adventurous one. There's been strong community involvement, with a huge and diverse cast pulled from schools, colleges and orchestras in Wales. Rehearsal time in Cardiff was short, and performers were asked to venture out of their comfort zones to take on new challenges. The mentoring aspect has been key, with seasoned musicians and young students sitting side by side in the orchestra.
Val happens to be one of my orchestral tutors, and it's quite a privilege to get to work alongside her in the orchestra.
So let's do that one more time, but let's start directly from...
It's only in the doing and the playing amongst professional musicians and the choirs and the pop bands and everything else can you really get the hands-on experience.
I ordinarily sing classical music in London, and this is actually my first sort of foray into Bernstein and jazz music. And previously in my career, I was a student scholar with the BBC National Chorus of Wales, and so to be able to just step out in front of them and sing all these glorious solos is just wonderful.
Because there'll be children's choirs singing alongside us, and classical singers, and I'm a musical theatre student, so there'll just be such a varied mix of voices. It'll be wonderful, hopefully.
it's definitely a culmination of and a combination of jazz, rock, classical, show. It's really got everything.
I've just graduated from the Royal Welsh College, music and drama, and as a classical guitarist. And in this piece, I'm playing electric, acoustic, and banjo. So, like, I think being young and like I've never done anything like this, I really want to like focus, and it's kind of nerve-wracking, but it's a good thing. I like the pressure. I like to take it on board.
Despite all the logistical difficulties of performing and staging it, there may be no better piece than Bernstein's Mass to bring together so many musicians with so many different talents. And it's a work that's particularly close to the heart of conductor Christian Järvi.
For me, it's really, I would say, best representation of the kind of musician I am. Everybody loves to say, oh, you're a classical musician, aha, you're doing the world music thing, oh, but he's a rock musician, even pop musician. It becomes so segmented, and in fact, Bernstein says, hell with this, you know, this is all music, it's all the same thing.
As wonderful as West Side Story is in how much we all love Candide and his symphonies, and I think for him, in many ways, Mass was really his life statement.
So here comes Christian Järvi to join the BBC National Orchestra and Chorus of Wales, the National Youth Orchestra of Wales, Massed Youth and Children's Choirs from Wales, Leonard Bernstein's Mass.
I will sing the Lord. to praise him, to bless him, to bless the Lord. I will sing his praises while I live all of my days. Blessed is a man who loves the Lord. Blessed is a man who praises him. Lauda, lauda, laude, and walks in his way. Whence comes my help? I will lift up my voice to the Lord, singing louder, louder. For the Lord is my shade, is the shade upon my right hand, and the sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. Blessed is the man who loves the Lord. Lauda, lauda, laude, and walks in his way.
Vobiscum.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Rise and pray. Almighty Father, bless this house and bless and protect all who are assembled in it. I confess to Almighty God, to Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, to Blessed Michael the Archangel, to Blessed John the Baptist, to the Holy Apostles Peter and Paul.
Trotting out that mea culpa pantomime. Yes, yes, I'm bad, I've sinned, I'm sad. Then go out and do it one more time.
I don't know where to start. There's so much I could show if I open my heart, but I've
far can I go? I don't know. Sing you verse that's versatile. I'll be glad to beguile you for a while. But don't look for content beneath the style. Sit back and smile. It's easy for you to dig my jim jam jive. And baby, please observe how neatly I survive. And what could give more positive plain proof that living is easy when you're half alive? Thank you.
gloria, tibi gloria, tibi gloria.
Gloria
Patri,
gloria
Filio, et Spiritui
Sancto.
Laudamus te, adoramus te, glorificamus te, benedicimus te. Gloria Patri,
gloria
Patri,
gloria
Filio, et Spiritui
Sancto.
Gloria.
Santo,
Spiritui
Santo.
Gloria. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to men of good will.
Oh,
the lamp drowned and the other hand swinging in the wrong direction.
Let us pray. Dear brothers, this is the gospel I preach, and in its service I have suffered hardship like a criminal, yea, even unto imprisonment. But there is no imprisoning the word of God.
Dearly beloved, do not be surprised if the world hates you. We who love our brothers have crossed over to life. But they who do not love abide in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer.
Dear Mom and Dad, nothing will make me change my mind. Do not feel badly or worry about me. Try to understand. I am now a man.
You can lock up the bold man. go and lock up your bold men and hold men in tow. You can stifle all adventure for a century or so. Smother hope before it's risen, watch it wizen like a ghoul. But you cannot imprison the word of the Lord.
No, you cannot imprison the word of the Lord.
For the word was at the birth of the beginning. It made the heavens and the earth and set them spinning. And for several million years, it's endured all our thorns and fine ideas. It's been rough, but it appears to be winning. There are people who doubt it. There are people who doubt it and shout it out loud. Oh, they bellow and they bluster till they muster up a crowd. They can fashion a rebuttal that's as subtle as a sword, but they're never gonna scuttle the word of the Lord.
No, they're never gonna scuttle the word of the Lord.
Dear brothers, I think that God has made us apostles the most abject of mankind. We hunger and thirst. We are naked, we are roughly handled, and have no fixed abode. They curse us and we bless. They persecute us and we suffer it. They treat us as the scum of the earth, the dregs of humanity, to this very day.
Dear folks, Jim looked very well on my first visit. With his head clean shaven, he looked about 19 years old. For the first few days, he is not allowed any books except his Bible. When I hugged him, he smelled so good, a smell of plain, clean soap. He smelled like a child when you put him to bed.
All you big men of merit, all you big men of merit who ferret our floors, you rely on our compliance with your science and your laws. Find a freedom to demolish while you polish some award, but you cannot abolish the word of the Lord.
No, you cannot abolish the word of the Lord.
For the word created not and got it going. It filled our empty brains with blood and set it flowing. And for thousands of regimes, it's endured all our follies and fancy schemes. It's been tough, but it seems to be growing. Oh, you people are powerless. Wait in silent treason until reason is restored. And we wait for the season of the word of the Lord. We await the season of the word of the Lord. We wait for the word of the Lord.
God said, let there be light, and there was light.
God said, let there be night, and there was night.
God said, let there be day, and there was day.
To follow the night.
And it was good, brother.
And it was good, brother.
And it was good, brother.
And it was goddamn good.
God said,
Let there be storms, storms to bring life
in all of its forms, forms such as
herds and gaggles and swarms, swarms that have names
and numbers and norms.
And it was good, brother,
and it was good, brother,
and it was good, brother,
and it was goddamn good.
God said, let there be gnats, let there be
sprats, to gobble the gnats, so that the sprats
may nourish the rats, making them fat,
fine food for the cats.
And they grew fat, brother,
and they grew fat, brother,
all of the gnats, brother,
they all grew fat, all fat.
And God saw it was good.
God made it be good.
Created it good.
Nourish the sprats,
and all for a big fat
cat.
God said it's good to be poor.
God said it's good to be poor.
Good man must not be secure.
Good man must not be secure.
So if we steal from you, it's just to help you stay pure.
And it was. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord.
Come on. became a man. You chose to become a man. To pay the earth for small social call. I tell you, sir, you never were a man at all. Why? You had the choice when to live, when to die, and then become a god again. And then a plaster god like you, as the god to tell me what to do to become a man. To show my respect on my knees, go turn your flag but don't expect guarantees. Oh, just play it dumb, play it blind, but when I go, then will I become a god again?
Possibly, yes, probably no.
Yes, probably no. Give me a choice. I never had a choice, I would have been a simple dream, a barnacle in a silent sea, anything but what I must be. Amen, amen, amen. You knew what you had to do. You knew why you had it. I chose to die and then revive again. You chose, you rose alive again, but I don't know why I should live, people need to die. Well, I'm not gonna buy it!
Possibly yes, probably no.
I'll never see Credo. How can anybody see Credo? I wanna see Credo.
Crucifixo stitila promoriso pontio pilato passo tetsi cundus et pretreso rexit tertio dies et cundus scripturas et ascendi in cielo.
God there be, that's
a pack, shake on that, don't take him back. I believe in one God, but then I believe in three. I'll believe in 20 gods if they believe in me. That's a pack, shake on that, no taking back. Who created my life, made me come to be? Who accepts this awful responsibility? Is there someone out there? If there is, then who? I'll believe in everything nice. I believe in you and you and you and who believe in me.
Let us pray. Let us pray! Tim, Matt, Julius, Adrian, Christian, and all here present whose faith is known to thee, and for whom we offer up this sacrifice, we beseech thee in the fellowship of communion graciously to accept it and grant peace to our days.
Oh, us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Thank you. was only me. Not me with soul, me with soul, me soul. Means a song is beginning to grow. Take wing and rise up singing from me and my soul. Carols, carols, carols.
Immaculatam.
Domine.